approximately 1 in every 59 children are born with autism. Albert Einstein.
Dr. Einstein had no speech until age 3. Steve Jobs. He was a loner. He brought snakes to school.
Leonardo da Vinci. This man was far advanced on the autism spectrum.
I'm not naughty. I'm autistic. And I just get too much information.
You're listening to Takiwa Tanga, Love Not Cure, Exploring Autism One Strength at a Time.
Digestive issues are common in people with autism and can significantly impact their daily lives. And in this podcast, we'll explore some of the most common digestive issues experienced by people with autism and how they can be managed. So gastrointestinal disorders such as irritable bowel syndrome are common digestive issues experienced by people with autism. IBS is a functional disorder of the GI tract, characterized by abdominal pain, bloating, and changes in the bowel habits. It can also cause constipation or diarrhea or a combination of both. While the exact cause of IBS is not fully understood, it's thought to be related to changes in the gut-brain axis, which we've talked about in the last episode. This refers to the communication between the gut and the central nervous system. And with people with autism, sensory processing difficulties or challenges or anxiety, this may exacerbate IBS symptoms. Managing IBS in people with autism involves a combination of dietary changes, stress reduction techniques, medication as prescribed by a doctor. Some dietary changes that may help manage IBS symptoms include increasing fiber intake, avoiding trigger foods, and drinking plenty of water. Stress reduction techniques such as mindfulness, deep breathing, and exercise may also help alleviate symptoms. It's important for individuals with autism who experience GI or gastrointestinal disorders to work with a healthcare professional to develop a personalized treatment plan. With proper management, individuals with IBS can improve their quality of life and reduce the impact symptoms on their daily activities. Another digestive issue is food sensitivities and allergies. Food sensitivities and allergies are also common digestive issues experienced by people with autism. Food sensitivities with allergies can cause a range of digestive symptoms, including abdominal pain, diarrhea, bloating, constipation, and vomiting. Additionally, these symptoms can exacerbate other issues commonly experienced, such as anxiety and sensory processing difficulties. Identifying food sensitivities and allergies in people with autism can be challenging as they may have difficulty communicating their symptoms or may not understand the connection between their symptoms and the food they eat. However, a healthcare professional can help identify potential triggers through an elimination diet or allergy testing. Managing food sensitivities and allergies in people with autism involves avoiding trigger foods, which can be challenging given the potential for sensory issues and limited diets. Healthcare professionals can work with individuals with autism and their families to develop strategies for managing their dietary needs, including finding alternative foods and supplements to ensure adequate nutrient intake. Next is gut dysbiosis. So gut dysbiosis is another digestive issue that can affect people with autism. Dysbiosis refers to an imbalance of bacteria and other microorganisms in the gut, which can disrupt the normal functioning of the digestive system and immune system. Research has shown that individuals with autism may have differences in their gut microbiota compared to neurotypical individuals. These differences may be related to factors such as antibiotic use, dietary habits, and altered immune function. Symptoms of gut dysbiosis can include abdominal pain, bloating, gas, diarrhea, and constipation, as well as other non-digestive symptoms such as fatigue, brain fog, and skin issues. In some cases, gut dysbiosis can also lead to systemic inflammation, which can contribute to other health issues. Managing gut dysbiosis in people with autism involves a combination of dietary changes, probiotics, and other supplements, and possibly medication. Dietary changes may include increasing intake of fiber-rich foods, reducing processed and sugary food, and avoiding food that trigger symptoms. Probiotics and other supplements may help restore a healthy balance of gut bacteria, and medication may be prescribed if needed to manage symptoms or underlying health conditions. It is important to work with a healthcare professional to develop a personalized treatment plan for gut dysbiosis. The next one is nutritional deficiencies. Nutritional deficiencies are another common issue affecting the digestive health of individuals with autism. Individuals with autism may have limited diets, sensory processing difficulties, or aversions to certain foods, which can contribute to deficiencies in certain vitamins and minerals. Some common nutrient deficiencies seen in the people with autism includes vitamin D, vitamin B12, iron, and omega-3 fatty acids. These nutrients are important for various bodily functions, including bone health, energy production, cognitive function, and immune function. Symptoms of nutrient deficiencies can vary depending on the specific nutrient and the severity of the deficiency, but may include fatigue, weakness, anemia, poor immune function, cognitive impairment, and mood changes. Managing nutritional deficiencies in people with autism involves identifying the specific nutrient deficiencies through blood tests and addressing them through dietary changes and/or supplementation. Dietary changes may involve increasing intake of nutrient-dense food such as leafy greens, nuts, seeds, and fatty fish, or finding alternative sources of nutrients for individuals with sensory aversions or limited diets. Supplementation may be necessary for individuals who have difficulty meeting their nutrient needs through diet alone. It's important to work with a healthcare professional to identify and manage nutritional deficiencies in people with autism, as the specific nutrient needs and management strategies may vary between individuals. We have the next one, which is inflammatory bowel disease, or IBD. Inflammatory bowel disease is a chronic inflammatory condition of the digestive tract that can affect people with autism. There are two main types of IBD. We have the Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. This is a very deep terminology. Crohn's disease can affect any part of the digestive tract from the mouth to the anus, while ulcerative colitis affects only the large intestine, the colon, and rectum. Symptoms of IBD can include abdominal pain, diarrhea, bloody stools, weight loss, and fatigue. The exact causes of IBD are not fully understood, but it is believed to involve an abnormal immune response to the normal bacteria in the gut. Factors such as genetics, environmental triggers, and diet may also play a role. Managing IBD in people with autism involves a combination of medication and lifestyle changes. Medications may include anti-inflammatory drugs, immunosuppressants, and biological agents. Depending on the severity of the condition, lifestyle changes may include dietary modifications to reduce inflammation and promote healing, stress reduction techniques, and regular exercise. It's important for individuals with autism who experience symptoms of IBD to work with a healthcare professional to receive an accurate diagnosis and develop a personalized treatment plan. IBD stands for inflammatory bowel disease, which is a chronic condition, the IBS. And this stands for irritable bowel syndrome, which is a functional digestive disorder. So the difference between the two is that IBD is a chronic inflammatory condition of the digestive tract, which is like the Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. On the other hand, we have IBS, again, stands for irritable bowel syndrome, which is a functional digestive disorder. So unlike IBD, there is no inflammation in the digestive tract in IBS, and it does not cause permanent damage to the intestines. IBD is believed to involve an abnormal immune response to the normal bacteria in the gut. While the causes of IBS are not fully understood, but may involve factors such as gut dysbiosis, stress, and food intolerances. Managing IBD and IBS involves different approaches as well. Treatment for IBD often includes medication to reduce inflammation and control symptoms, while treatment for IBS may include dietary modifications, stress management techniques, and medications to manage symptoms like constipation or diarrhea. Next one is we have celiac disease. Celiac disease is an autoimmune disorder that affects the small intestine and is triggered by the consumption of gluten or a protein found in wheat. Consumption of gluten, a protein found in wheat, barley, and rye. When individuals with celiac disease consume gluten, their immune system reacts by attacking the lining of the small intestine, leading to inflammation and damage to the intestinal villi. Symptoms of celiac disease can vary and may include abdominal pain, bloating, diarrhea, constipation, weight loss, fatigue, and skin rashes. Celiac disease can also lead to nutrient deficiencies, but particularly in iron, calcium, and vitamin D. Diagnosis of celiac disease typically involves blood tests to detect antibodies to gluten and a biopsy of the small intestine to confirm the presence of damage. The primary treatment for celiac disease is a strict gluten-free diet, which involves avoiding all foods and products that contain gluten. This can include wheat, barley, rye, and some oats. Individuals with celiac disease may also need to take supplements to address any nutrient deficiencies. So managing digestive issues in people with autism and some tips around that. The first one is dietary changes, incorporating more fiber, reducing processed foods, and avoiding trigger foods. Probiotics and supplements, adding beneficial bacteria and nutrients to the gut. Next one, behavioral interventions, which is reducing stress using sensory-friendly techniques. Next one is medical interventions, medication, surgery, or other treatments as prescribed by a doctor or a professional. So to summarize, some of the key takeaways from this podcast is emphasize the importance of recognition and managing digestive issues for people with autism to improve their quality of life. And by understanding the link between autism and digestive issues and implementing appropriate management strategies, people with autism can live happier and healthier lives. As always, it is important to work with your healthcare professionals to ensure that any interventions are safe and effective for the person. Till next time.
Every tangata fai takiwa tanga is different. If you fail with one strategy, don't stop. Keep moving forward. Always remember that for every failure you encounter is one step closer to your success. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, Memuto te fakawa haire. Let's stop judging others. Memahi tahi tato. Let's all work together. Kia maya, kia kaha, be brave and be strong.